Marv?
Yes,
Ted Moss.
Ted, how are you, my friend?
Fine.
Ted, we are, first of all, I'm due to leave at 1 o'clock. I've just finished speaking to the... I've had 3 speeches this morning, just one group after the other, the governors and the senior citizens on Medicare, and so on and so forth. And
yes,
I'm just getting ready to leave. We're terribly troubled about this thing. All my people, the justice people, the budget people, the White House council people are unanimous thinking I ought to veto this measure, and they've talked to your governor several times. They still think so in the light of it, and I thought I'd better talk to you before I left. I haven't taken any action. I've got the bill here with me, and I'm taking it to Texas, but I didn't want to take any action until I talked to you, and they said you wanted, that you called last night and said that you'd like to talk to me privately without anybody else being around.
Yes, sir.
And so I thought that I'd give you this ring, and...
I appreciate that very much. I have been trying to get a chance to talk with you, and I'd hoped that I could sit down and talk with you privately and straight across the board. I felt the other day in there with all of those fellows sitting in, I didn't have really an opportunity to tell you what this whole thing amounts to. We've been working on this, Mr. President, for years, but very actively for the last 18 months. We've had one roadblock after another thrown in that we've receded on and satisfied. And this problem they raise now was never raised in the conference, never raised when the bills came before the House or the Senate or in the any place at all, and now they fly-spec this out. Now, to get down to the merits of the thing itself, all that the bill provides is that what's been done on that lake for the last 70 years since Utah has been a state will continue to go just as it has gone, with no difference or change at all during the period of time while the state works out compensation that it's going to pay to the federal government. You see, we've already made the concession that the state will pay the fair market value, and the thing isn't a certainty at all. The state is making that concession. It's going to pay the fair market value. Now, I talked to Mr. Schultz after we left your office, and he tells me categorically that what he believes is that you just got to tear out everything that's been done for 70 years and say that's all been illegal and we're going to start over again and we're going to do it this way. And that is have the Secretary of the Interior set the rental amounts and the terms and all of this sort of thing, which will take a matter of 2 or 3 years. Don't think we could ever get to it in the first place because there are companies who have leases now that they have relied on, and nobody ever challenged them until just a matter of 3 or 4 years ago, have relied on. They've expended a vast amount of money, and if those leases are now torn up, they're going to go into court and say, we want to know what title our landlord had, and have the court decide it. And so this whole thing gets shoved aside, and we're in litigation for a matter of, well, whatever it takes, 2 or 3, 5 years or something. And in the meantime, the lake remains dormant. The industry that could be built there, that could be returning vast amounts of revenue to the federal government in taxation revenue alone, income taxation alone, would offset any amount that you could think of that might be the difference on a little rental of a piece of property. Now, I've talked to the governor 2 or 3 times, and he's perfectly willing, as I tried to say yesterday, to send in any kind of a statement from him or get a resolution from the land board or any other thing that he can do as the chief executive of the state, saying that the state will take no further actions on leases until it has consulted with and has the full approval of the secretary. But you just can't tear out what's been done for 70 years with a swipe of the pen. I tried also to underline how tremendously important this is in my state. In a way, it's a parochial thing, I guess, and perhaps shouldn't take so much of your time and attention, because it's just Utah and the Great Salt Lake area. It affects nobody else. But there, it is of importance, political and community importance, just that I cannot overemphasize. And I think it'd be a disaster for us if the bill were vetoed. I'm supposed to be out there right now with Stuart Udall dedicating some bridges that we've built down in the Colorado River country, that great new Canyonlands Park, and a celebration that I've been building up for 4 or 5 months, and I can't go. I couldn't go. I can't go out to my state until I've got this resolved. And I just don't understand how these fellows want to tear out everything that's been done up to this point. And as I emphasized yesterday, it's all based on a solicitor's opinion. I mean, the law governing this, all based on a solicitor's opinion. There's never been a court spoken on it. And so when the state, in effect, says by passing its statute, which is already has passed, is okay, we'll take the solicitor's opinion and we'll now work out and pay the federal government the fair market value of the surface of this land, not contested in court, it's gone more than its mile.
Well, it, as I understand it, it's not required to do that. That it, what I understand is that the state has an option whether to buy the land or not, and our people are very fearful that if they say if they were running the state of Utah, that from the state's point of view, it would be wiser to lease them for long term at a very low rent and then turn them back to the United States. And that way, the state would get the benefit of the development of the limes and the lake and the royalties from them, and the United States would be stuck with the lands encumbered by giveaway leases, and the president would be a plain damn boob. Well, and that's what I'm not a lawyer, and I think you must accept the fact that if I have any prejudices, they're in favor of Utah and not against them. That's number one. And that same thing is true of you, and to a lesser degree of King. So that's where I start. But I have a unanimity of opinion whether I have to have, I can't, the president just can't ignore his chief legal officer, the attorney general. He can't just say to hell with the director of the budget, I won't listen to you, or he can't say to his general counsel, all of whom are judicious and objective and fair men. Now, they think the governor's gone a long ways to try to solve the problem by his assurance that the state land board will pass a resolution and that that he will see that there's no further leases that are entered into without the approval of the secretary. But they think that does not in any way touch those already entered into, which our people think are disgracefully low levels, that are not in keeping with the true value of the leases, and that if the president, by his action in signing this, had gave color to approving that kind of compensation, and in effect did so approve it and made it impossible for the federal government to do anything about it, that they would just go on with this thing, and ultimately we'd wind up there with just a bunch of stuck with a bunch of lands encumbered by long leases that your all's interest is not in that angle of it, but the state is interested in the brine and what they get there. And we would just be a bunch of boobs now.
Well, let me say, sir, that I'll give you my word of honor, and I'll pledge the governor's word of honor. The state has no other intention than moving as rapidly as it can to pay the compensation that is worked out by the secretary to acquire its full rights to the surfaces of the land and then be managing it for its own